Hello again, this is Nigel Ogden with The Organist Entertains. And as it's the BBC Theatre organ which provides our signature tune each week, here it is to open the show with, on this occasion, Peter Jebson at the console. Peter was the first of the younger generation of Blackpool organists back in the late 1960s, and he's since become a very well-known and popular figure in and around that famous Northwest resort. So it's straight onto the parade ground for Strauss's Radetzky March. Radetzky March from Peter Jebson at the BBC Theatre Organ. On now to the sounds of the Allen Electronic Computer Theatre Organ, which makes such a fine job of simulating pipe organ tones. Well, this particular model is owned and played for us now by Trevor Bolshaw, and a piece of music called Dusk.
Thank you.
Dusk from Trevor Bolshaw. Trevor lives in the beautiful Devonshire town of Honiton, and it's such a peaceful place that I can't really imagine any Bonnie and Clyde type activities taking place there. Here's the music anyway. Trevor Bolshaw at the Allen Computer Organ and the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. Time for another number from Peter Jebson. As well as being a popular artist on the theatre organ concert circuit, Peter is also a resident organist at the Cliffs Hotel in Blackpool and organist and choirmaster at Lytham Parish Church. He did, however, amongst all that, find time to record a few numbers for us, and here he is with a couple of evergreens from the Glenn Miller catalogue. Thank you. Moonlight Serenade and I Know Why from Peter Jebson at the BBC Theatre Organ. Well, time to introduce an international flavour to the programme as we listen to a gentleman from St John's, Newfoundland, by the name of Lloyd Bury. Lloyd has a wonderfully rhythmic toe-tapping style, as proved here in this medley of four golden oldies. Lively debut there from Canadian organist Lloyd Bury on Hammond X66 Electronic. Well, in complete contrast to that, here's a very sensitive arrangement of Errol Garner's Misty, played on the four-manual 10-rank Compton organ in the Abbey Hall at Abingdon. Originally transferred to Abingdon from the Gaumont Birmingham in 1965, larger console and an electronic mellotone unit were added in 1973, these having been obtained from the Gaumont Camden Town. Well, it all sounds very fine, and seated at the console this evening is Basil Cuthbert.
Thank you.
Misty from Basil Cuthbert at the Abbey Hall, Abingdon. Well, time to give you some concert information for the next few days, starting this Saturday, the 17th, with the finals of the Northern Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition, which are being held at the 3J's Leisure Centre Gomersall at 7 p.m. Also this Saturday at 7:45, young American organ star Walt Stroney plays the Compton at the David Aldred Organ Studios in Hyde. On to Sunday the 18th, and a busy day in the London area, with a concert by Ernest Broadbent at the Odeon Leicester Square at 11:15 a.m, and at 2:30 that afternoon, George Blackmore and William Davis at the Queen Mary College, Mile End Road. At 2:45 on Sunday, Charles Horrocks at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham, and Phil Kelsall at the Guildhall, Southampton. Finally, next Tuesday the 20th at 7:30 p.m, Robert Wolfe plays at the Classic Cinema, Gateshead. Well, here's our newfound organist from Newfoundland to close the show on Hammond X66 Electronic with the exciting Zorba's Dance from the film Zorba the Greek. Lloyd Bury and Zorba's Dance. Well, that's about it for now. I'll look forward to being back with you at the same time next week with our special Robin Richmond 70th birthday programme, so I hope you'll be able to join me for that. In the meantime, have a good week, and with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying cheerio and all the best.